Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report in plain sight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can hear the truth. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, tonight I am talking about In Plain Sight. Now that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But what it means to me is it is right in front of you. And it's kind of a surprise. I started getting into it last night, but I had two very important guests on, so I had to actually stop. But extremely low frequency, or ELF wave. ELF waves up to 100 hertz are once more naturally occurring. But they can also be produced artificially, such as HARP or submarine communication. Now, as I explained last evening, they no longer use this type of communication because they have to trail an antenna a mile or more behind them. So what they use now is quantum communication, a direct beam right to the submarine, and it consists of photons, that are actually released one at a time in a stream. So you cannot detect them. There is tons that I can tell you about this, but it would probably take the rest of the show. But that is the change, quantum communication, and you cannot break it. So ELF waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses, yet their resonant effect upon the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders and psychological emotional distortion. Infrasound vibration up to 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns, inclining an audience toward everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound could be used tactically, as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well. These media are, of course, the electronic media of today: cell phones, computers, video, tablets, you name it. Just look at any sidewalk and you'll see people with their heads looking down at their devices. State-of-the-art developments in satellite communication, video recording techniques, laser and optical transmission of broadcast make possible a penetration of the minds of the world, such as would have been inconceivable just a few years ago. Now, with the advent of fifth generation, your coffee pot is likely to say good morning to you. Now, we still have some people that are confused about the fifth generation cell phone communication. We have been using 5.8 gigahertz for many years on our cell phone. So what we are talking about here is fifth generation, which operates between 70 to 120 gigahertz, melting your coffee pot and boiling its contents. I'm going to bring up a frequency scale, and there's something here that is in plain sight. 1 hertz, approximate beginning of brainwave activity. 6.66, theta brainwave, deep meditation or sleep. 7.85, alpha brainwave, occipital alpha wave, the strongest. 15.7 to 38 beta brain waves, normal waking state. 30 to 30.56 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 30 to 33 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 34 to 42 hertz, government VLF stations, target monitoring. 50, approximate upper limit of brain wave frequencies. Now here's what is hiding in plain sight, or at least one of them. 60 hertz produces an audible sound, which is 60 cycles or 60 hertz, which is commonly found everywhere in the United States, in every home, in every office, in every repair shop, 60 cycles. It's what you plug everything into, all of your devices. We've actually run experiments with transformers, which actually have two stages, which are separate from each other. But the end result comes out with 60 cycles, no matter what you do. So, what I'm trying to tell you is there is a strong possibility that our targeting is coming from our own home. You are saturated with 60 cycles. You are saturated to the point where if you grab two leads from an oscilloscope, your body reads 60 cycles. So I have just heard of a very unique way to try and scare off your targeting. I don't know if it works or not because I have just heard it. You take one of your receptacles in your home out and make sure that that room is shut off. Then you take a speaker lead and hook it to the white wire, which is common. Hook the other wire to the ground, which you'll see in there as green or bared copper. Then you take something like Dave Case's CD and play it in to this medium. They say that it stops or hinders and makes it a big problem for them to mess with you. I often wondered how we could have targets that had been targeted for 70 years. This might be it. Well, 50 years back, we didn't have the technology, the satellite technology that we have today. But everywhere you go, there is 60 cycles, and you are saturated with it to the point where you are your own broadcasting station. Does grounding help this? I hope it does. So remember this. Shut a room off in your home. Take your receptacle apart. Take one wire, hopefully the ground wire from your speaker system, and hook it to the green wire or bared copper wire. Hook the positive lead to the common wire. Now, common, in this case, is actually a ground that runs back to the power station. It is not the hot lead. The one you want to stay away from is the black lead. That is line. That one has 120 volts. To my knowledge, 60 cycles is used throughout the country, with the exception, I'm told, of some parts of West Virginia, which use 50 cycles. Now, West Virginia has been the choice for the Green Banks radio facility, or what they call the radio free zone. We'll get back to this. If you have any questions, call in. If you'd like to join in, call 800-313-9443 and we'll talk about it. I'd love to have an electrician call in and verify this with me. You can listen at 605-313-0163. So once again, right above the limit of brainwave frequencies exists 60 cycles. And this produces an audible sound and will carry an audible sound. 60 cycles or 60 hertz. Ionization of the air, an abundance of negative condensation nuclei for air ion. And ingested air enhances alertness and exhilaration, while an excess of positive ions enhances drowsiness and depression. Calculation of the ionic balance of a target audience's atmosphere will be correspondingly useful. Again, this is a naturally occurring condition caused by such varying agents as solar ultraviolet light, lightning, and rapidly moving water, rather than one which must be artificially created. Now we have PSYOP, which are operations to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, their motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments across the face of the globe, organizations, groups, and individuals in the targeted community. We have, without warning, attacks on particular groups, and they only manifest themselves because the groups are at each other's throats. So people in the targeted community must be careful that they don't slip into this pattern. Because if you do, you and your group will no longer be. Under existing United States law, PSYOP units may not target American citizens. That prohibition is based upon the presumption that propaganda is necessarily a lie, or at least a misleading half-truth, and that the government has no right to lie to the people. The propaganda ministry of Goebbels must not be a part of the American way of life. We are going to be going to commercial very shortly, so I would like to address tomorrow briefly and say, celebrate, please get the word out. Once again, we're going to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report what is in plain sight. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And this is one place where you can tell it. It's one of the only places that I know. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And I see that we have a very special guest who has dialed in, and that is Midge Mathis. Hi, Midge. How you doing?
Hi, Frank. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, very good.
Great. It's been a busy day, but a good day. But I want to thank you for the community, for all that you are doing to bring awareness to the targeting program and all that's going on with, you know, so many people around the world. And, you know, you don't stop. I mean, I don't think people realize just exactly how hard you work, but you certainly do put in some long days, and it's every day. So I want to thank you. And I want to thank you for helping me and for having Ella and I on last night. You are a huge leader in the community. And it's because of you and others that this is getting exposed.
Thank you so much, Midge. I really appreciate that because we do work hard and you work very hard as well. And this word is going to get out. It gets out every time we get in front of the mic. Go ahead, Mitch.
No, absolutely. That's correct. I mean, I said this last night, and I'll keep saying it. they can no longer deny that this is happening to thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the globe, that these are tactics that are being used to silence people, especially if you are a whistleblower, if you know about corruption. So there's all kinds of reasons that people get targeted, and sometimes I think there's absolutely no reason. But nevertheless, this needs to stop. We need to keep speaking our truth. I don't want this to continue on and impact, you know, the younger generation. So we keep doing what we do, but it is being noticed. I mean, our truth is getting out there. No longer is it denied. So I spoke to someone today who talked to his congressman, and I won't say who that is, but they absolutely do know what's happening. They know who it is. Some of our legislators are afraid to speak out for fear that the targeting will turn on them, and that seems to be the case with a lot of professions. But nevertheless, we vote these legislators in, and we pay their salaries. We have every right to demand that they stand up for us, and that this be stopped.
Yes, and if we vote them in, we can vote them out if they don't do their job. They must
hold them accountable, right? Hold them accountable. Where there needs to be term limits. We have too many, you know, professional legislators that have been in Washington, D.C. forever and have done nothing, absolutely nothing, but participated in corruption. And this is part of that corruption. So it has to stop, and we have to set some term limits. I mean,
yes, Mr. Biden has been in Washington for 40 years.
Exactly.
And now they are questioning his cognitive abilities. Well, I have listened to a few speeches, and I definitely question his cognitive abilities. Go ahead.
Well,
I interrupted you.
No. That's fine. He's also being brought up on criminal charges in another country. And, you know, so this corruption has, you know, is now coming out, just like this targeting program is being spoken about, no longer being denied, whereas even years, you know, just a few short years ago, no one wanted to acknowledge it outside the targeted community. That's no longer the case. That's what I'm seeing all the time now. The independent news sources are talking about it. You got Amazing Polly in Canada who is talking about it. There are some great, great citizen journalists that are
okay. We have to go to commercial, Midge. We'll be right back. It's the bottom of the hour, and we're going to station identification. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Good evening, and welcome back. Midge Mathis and I are speaking about current events, and now I think, Midge, I think we cut you off at the end there. Why don't you continue?
Well, there's just so much corruption going on, and, you know, it's all coming out. And it has everything to do with this targeting program, who's involved, and that it's gotten out of, I mean, it never should happen to begin with. But clearly, there are huge violations within the military-industrial complex, including the DOD, the DOJ. I mean, like I keep saying, this is no secret. We don't want this to continue and to fall onto the younger generation. And tomorrow is World Day to get the information out about the torture that is going on against, you know, innocent citizens. I mean, since when is this okay? It's not okay. So we're just going to keep working hard and speaking our truth, and we're not going to shut up. And that's what they want. They want us to be quiet, but we just keep getting stronger. And because I'm out there on social media quite a bit, I interface with a lot of people like you do too, Frank, and I'm seeing such a huge change. People are waking up. A lot of it has to do with the COVID-19. They know things are right. They know they're being lied to. So it's all falling into place. It's an exciting time to be alive, I think, because we are getting to participate in history. And we are going to be instrumental with to keep exposing this program to shut it down. And I love listening to Republic Broadcasting, their commercials, because they represent what we're trying to do as well, you know. So I love their platform. I love the music, the song that represents what they do. And so I think that this is an exciting time in many ways.
I agree 100%. We have Ellen from New York. who would like to ask us a question. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hi, Frank. Hey, hello,
Hi.
Frank. Hey. Yes, I'm calling in this evening because I want to I want to say that as you know, I have this going on with me, and I have been a I'm with a volunteer organization in my neighborhood. I've worked with children. I have a background in criminal justice. Again, I've worked with children in my community, and it's happening to me. And I think without it, I think that this has to stop. I mean, I think that it's terrible, you know? And as growing up, I knew Senator Biden, you know, by my parents. And he was very early into his career, but I don't really see what he's going to do. And I think it's something we essentially have to do ourselves. And I also like the Republican Broadcast Network. It's programs, it's programming, and I'm really glad that you're on it. And I like your program as well, Frank.
Ellen, I just wanted to say that COVID-19 is having an effect on the police department, because when you called me and hung up, and I could not get a hold of you, I had to call the Schenectady police. And the only thing that I could do was leave a message with the platoon commander on the night shift. There was no one there to take an emergency call.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I would think
me.
That there'd be... Well, yeah, well, it for yeah, don't forget that I do well in my community, and there should be some reporting system, yes. And you know, if I call the PD, it's like, oh, well, don't worry about anything. We know you. You're fine. You know, we know you from, you know, I've worked for them. So, you know, doesn't seem to matter, though.
Yeah, and you, when you call 911, guess what? They're going to be at my door, okay? But how do we protect Ellen in New York? Who do we call? Who do we call if Ellen has trouble? We don't have a number because we have to leave a message with the platoon commander. So, so that's one way that COVID-19 is having an effect. Midge, would you like to call?
I see where you're going. Sure. Yeah, sure, if the PD can't respond because of the COVID protocol, that's highly problematic for many people. And they're supposed to be there to serve us, and they should be paid well and treated well, but they are there to serve us, you know, everyone. So,
well, it's the governors. People need to go after the governors. If your state is wanting to defund the police departments, then by golly, people need to vote out these governors who are absolutely evil, because they are not looking out for their constituents, not looking out for the citizens, the children, for the state that they represent. And they're supposed to uphold the law. I am absolutely disgusted from what I am seeing in some of the different states. Since when is this okay? It's not okay.
And it certainly isn't.
Exactly. So these governors need to be called out. We've done that here in Arizona. There has been a group that has called out the governor on several things. And so this is what needs to happen in the different states, and I think it's been very effective. I think it's starting to happen. The Ohio governor said that he was not going to allow chloroquine that's being treated for the COVID-19. He wasn't going to allow it. There was such a big outcry yesterday that, by golly, mm-hmm. he backed down, and now he is going to allow it. So power to the people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
And I think, Ellen, where you are, it's pretty bad as well.
Yeah, New York is terrible. I've
it's horrible. I feel sorry.
Oh, it
anyone.
Is. Yeah. And,
are you locked down there, Ellen?
I wish I weren't. I mean, I'm not. I mean, for my own safety, maybe I should get out. I have someone I'm close to, you know, that we're two of us are in this apartment. You know, it's a senior apartment. You know, if I'm not going to be physically well because of where I live, it makes sense to go somewhere else. So I am open to things.
Right.
You know, I could always come back. I could always come back. But if something happens to me and it's fatal, you know, I'm not going to be able to go back to anyone.
Right. Well, and I think it becomes extra hard for targeted individuals, especially in a time like this. If you're especially living in a state like New York, so my heart goes out to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that is part of the problem. You know, it seems being active in my community, which I always have anyway, doesn't seem to matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to matter. Yes,
well,
and the fact that this is occurring here in the United States, this type of atrocity, that minimizes it. I mean, this country is in deep, deep trouble right now. The fact that these incidents go on and they aren't attended to, that shows that there is really something wrong somewhere. And unfortunately, it affects a vast number of structures and, you know, the interfaces that this is the United States. And I know it's a global problem, and I'm sorry it's a problem anywhere, but this, you know, limiting ourselves right now to the United States, right at this present time, you know, land of liberty.
Right.
It should be, but is it really? Not for everyone. And if it isn't that way for everyone, in 10 years, if this type of thing we're talking about were to spread, our democracy would be gone. Yeah.
Well,
I agree, Ellen.
I think there are those in D.C. who are working really hard to counteract and to reset this country because, obviously, things went off the rail tremendously after 9/11. I know it was going on before, but I know for a fact that there are those in D.C. who are working very, very hard getting to know my legislators and meeting with them in D.C. was one of the best things that I could have ever done for myself. I was given, you know, that advice by an Arizona judge many years ago, and she encouraged me to reach out to my legislators and to tell them what was going on and to get their support. So that's what I have been doing.
Well, I went to Paul Tanko's office, and, you know, I talked a bit to one of the assistants, and she said, well, you know, you're talking about radiation. And she directed me to the Department of Health from New York State. I wrote a letter to them, and they, all they did was refer me to the FCC and the FTC.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be...
feel like you're hitting your head up against the wall. You probably feel like you're hitting your head up against the wall, which I have too. But we have to keep moving forward and keep demanding, and that this has to stop. And I've said this before, every single state has a radiation regulatory agency. So we have one in here in Arizona. They did open up an investigation on my behalf years ago. But so we need to be leaning on some of these entities and to demand that they start doing something.
Yeah, Midge, you have a radiation regulatory commission in Arizona that
every state has one. And
I've called New York State Radiology as well, and I was told they only work with non-ionizing radiation things.
They shouldn't say that, because they're supposed to work with all radiation. They're supposed to be monitoring what's happening in the community. And they also go out and they give classes to the medical profession with at all hospitals. And, it is Professor Curtis Bennett out of British Columbia, who has been very instrumental with making sure that for continuing education for the medical profession, that this now be included in their continuing education in order for them to get their continuing credits in order to keep their license. So we also need to start putting on that as well. These doctors can't claim they don't know what's going on. They absolutely know what's going on. A lot of them might not know the total extent. But
I have brought it up with one of my doctors, my ear doctor, in fact, and she said she thinks it's important to consider things like that and mention the Tuskegee experiments and said, you know, we don't know that isn't that. And, you know, I mean, I took that as a, I guess, you know, better than not bringing it up with them knowing that they're not going to even listen. So it is changing somewhat. And I heard her on NPR, so I thought, you know, I would bring it up. But, I might really want to get out of the state because it's politically it isn't the best. And other things as well. I think that's what we were talking about.
Your radio frequency concentration in that state has got to be incredible in New York. I don't know what it's like in Schenectady, but in New York, it's got to be terrible. I mean, you've got all those people and all of those devices all running at the same time. That's got to be horrific. I tell people in this way, if you could see all of the radio frequencies that are happening just in your living room, you would not be able to see a thing but white noise. That's all you would see. That's how many frequencies we have. Hundreds and hundreds.
And additionally, or finally, I will say that the grounding technique you spoke of sounds like a very good good things in there. What would you recommend to someone who lives in an apartment, one or two bedroom apartment on a non ground, on above say two stories?
Okay, it depends upon when the structure was built, because some...
Go ahead for everyone.
No, yeah. Right, go ahead.
All right, well, let's give an example, 1980.
Okay. That
it
should
built
have...
in 1980. Yeah.
Okay, you should be able to look in, just take the white cover off the receptacle. That shouldn't be a problem. There's just one screw. And you should be able to look in there. And I don't think you'll see a green wire, but you will see bare copper as a ground.
Now, which the receptacle being exactly definitionally
any
what?
Any wire.
Any of them.
Yeah. They should all be wired, and you should see a bared copper wire going to the ground, which is the third round terminal of the receptacle. And if you are uncertain of that, or if you do not see it, it means that they have cheated and used the common, which has been done. And in very old homes where you have knob and tube wiring, there is no So what I suggest in homes like that, get a 3/8 at least, if not half inch, and drive that into the ground and drill it and tap it for a 1/4-28 bolt. Either that or put a clamp on it, like a hose clamp, and use that for your ground. And that is a positive ground. Drive it 6 feet or 8 feet into the ground. And hopefully you won't be running into ledge. But
that's good general advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have steam heat, the radiator is going to be at least grounded all the way down to the boiler. And the next thing to do is see if the boiler has been grounded properly. So those are a lot of things that you can do around the house to try and see if you can find ground, because man was not meant to live in a 100-floor high-rise. He just wasn't. He was meant to have bare feet on the ground.
Not true. Not true. Quick question. Electrical heat in that instance?
Excuse me? I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Electric heating versus... gas or oil? Gas. Electrical heat.
Personally, I like forced hot water. That's my favorite form of heating. It's not steam and it's not electric, but it's superheated hot water that is physically pumped through your apartment.
Oh, that'd be really nice.
Yeah, that's what I had for years and years.
Oh.
But it's common. It's common today. Nobody puts steam in anymore.
Don't, I know that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yes, I was just going through categories mentally, you know.
Yes, electric heat will be extremely expensive. Right.
Well, it's kind of like our electric AC. It is 118 here in Phoenix right now.
You're kidding.
No. I had talked to Frank earlier
and
he said it's 116. Well, now it's 118.
What do you have? Six digit electric bills there?
Yeah, I mean, it runs constantly, but the hottest, I'm sure it's going to go up even more in the next couple of days. The hottest was 122, and you can't even, when you get in your cars to drive, it feels like the tires are melting. You have to shut down the airport sometimes because the planes, the tarp the runway is melting. So we'll see how it goes for the next couple of days.
So okay, it's 5 minutes before the hour. Actually, okay. 4 minutes before the hour and counting. So,
well, Frank, may I say it was very good talking with Midge and with you. And
thank you. I'm sure she.
Yes.
Oh, Alan, I'm so glad you called in. It was so good talking to you. I've been worried about you, actually.
Aw.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, my dear.
I'm sure. Sure.
Okay, good night, Alan. God
bless.
Good
night. Good night, everyone. Thank you. God bless you, too.
God bless you, guys.
Closing statement, Midge. You have about 30 seconds.
Well, today I sent a message to the FBI because today was National Human Trafficking Day with the FBI to stop it. So I told them that they needed to join us for tomorrow because tomorrow is World Day to oppose the torture that is going on with TIs. So,
okay, that's fantastic.
You know, yeah. So that's what I did today.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Right. Very shortly, I appreciated having you on, Midge, very much. And
thank you, Frank, so much.
We brought a lot of things
to life.
But
you're a good
have
friend.
To say good night.
Good
from
night.
From Boston, Massachusetts, my name is Frank Allen. Good night. God bless.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.